on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Shorin Dio V'Samonim. In other words, Beit Shammai prohibits starting a malacha on Erev Shabbos if it continues on Shabbos. And Rav Yosef on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph explains that Beit Shammai are based on the principle called Shvisas Kalim, that if your Kalim are working for you on your behalf on Shabbos, that's prohibited. And Tosfos says that according to Rabbah, the reason for Beit Shammai is because of Gzeira. And that is that Chachamim enacted a Gzeira, that if you start a Malach on Erev Shabbos, maybe you'll come to do the Malach on Shabbos itself. And in the case of Shriyas Hadio, where he soaks the ink, or the Samimonim on Shabbos, we're dealing with a Malacha called Lisha. And if he would have done this malacha of soaking the dio on Shabbos, he'd be chayev for maleches lisha. And the reason for that is because shriya, even without gibul, qualifies as maleches lash. So just as a sort of introduction to the sugya Beit Shammai, we really have two different approaches in understanding Beit Shammai. One is the approach of Rav Yosef on Daf Yud Ches, and he's going to say that if you have this cauldron and into which you soak the ink and so forth with all the other liquids, then the cauldron is operating on your behalf. It's doing a malacha, and you violate Shvisas Kalim. And the other approach, as Tosfos interprets it, is Rabbah's approach, and he says that if you start a malacha on Erev Shabbos and the malacha continues on Shabbos, you might come to do that same malacha on Shabbos itself. Now, in the case of Karshinin, which is also here in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and these are some sort of legumes, and he's soaking them to make it into animal food. So we have a three-way machlokes about Shriyas Karshinin B'mayim. The Ravid Shita is that he violates the Iser Lash. And the reason for that is because Shorin Karshinin Klufim B'mayim, so he's already taken off the peels, the coverings over these legumes, Vein Rachim, and now they're very soft, V'nimochim Al Yedei HaMayim, and they sort of become like dissolved as a result of the Shriya B'mayim, and that is a violation of Meleches Lisha. And the language here is Shem Shruyim B'tocham Kimayim Shehoyu Me'uravim Bohem Isa O Kemach. So he seems to assume that he's not just taking these legumes and soaking them in water, but the water itself has an admixture of flour in it, and therefore when he adds the legumes, it becomes part of this Esau, it's like a dough, and all this is to fatten up the animal, so that's called Meleches Lisha. Now he quotes a second opinion against the Ravid, and that's the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid's opinion is that the Iser of Shriyas Karshinon is the Rabbanon. It does not constitute a malacha of Lisha Doraisa, and the whole reason that it's also Drabonon is because it's Kemaisa Chol. He's doing actions which he usually does during Chol. And finally, we have a third shita, which is that of the Beis Meir, the Tzlach, and they are of the opinion that Shriyas Karshinan is Melechas Zorea. And they base themselves on a Rambam. The Rambam speaks about Shriyas Chitin and Siorin, and that's called Melechas Zorea. Okay, that's just on one level. I mean, obviously, we'd have to learn a little bit more about Melechas Zorea, but that's for another time. Now the Mishnah says, El Kadeshi Shoru Miba'od Yom, that the soaking process would complete itself before sunset. So the Netziv asks the following kasha, Madua Hutzuchu Beit Shammai Lomer Shemikomako Mutu L'Shros Miba'od Yom Alo B'Vadei Shemutu L'Shros Kodem HaShabbos. In other words, if he's completing the Malacha before Shabbos, what was the Havamina that it would be Osir? I don't know why I need this Chiddush. And he answers that you don't have to be Medayek B'Shir Azman HaTzorch L'Shos Kodem HaShabbos. Mutu L'Shos Kodem HaShabbos Af Im Berov Shriyosam is Tiyah Kodem HaShabbos. In other words, the Chiddush here of Beit Shammai, when he says Kadeshi Ashuru Mibod Yom, is you don't need the entire Shriya process to complete itself, but you're allowed to start the process if most of the process will take place before Shabbos. And this has an implication for the case of Beit Shammai in Hachnosas Pishton Letanur. So you have these bundles of flax that you put into the oven before Shabbos, and there Beit Shammai say Ad Shiyaha Vilu. In other words, they don't have to become bleached totally. That's the purpose of putting these fibers of flax into the oven in order to bleach them. He doesn't have to bleach them totally before Shabbos, but rather, if he does Rov HaMalacha, then that's already Mutter. And the same is true, he says, for the case of wool, when he puts wool into a cauldron on Erev Shabbos, and he adds dye, and it says Ad sheyiklot ha'ayin, if he gives it enough time before Shabbos that the dye will penetrate into the wool, that's Rov HaMalacha. So Rov HaMalacha on Erev Shabbos is sufficient for Beit Shammai to allow it. Now, exactly what malacha does he violate when he takes these bundles of flax and he puts them into the oven? So he quotes a group of Rishonim that say the Isur is Libun. Right? In other words, Melamein is one of the 39 malachas, and that means bleaching something. However, there's another sheet of the Riva, which is quoted in Tosus Yeshanim, and he says the malacha is Meleches Bishul, because when he puts this flax into the oven, after he soaked it in water, the heat of the oven softens the flax, and that's called Bishul, which is really fascinating when you think about it. We think of Bishul in terms of preparing something for eating. I mean, he's not eating these fibers of flax. He has no intention to eat them. You know, he makes threads out of them and weaves garments out of them, but he has to bleach them. And that's called Bishul because the Bishul process softens up the Pishton. Okay. Now, the Rashba says that according to Rav Yosef, that we're talking about Shvisas Kalim, and if he puts something into the oven, like for example these bundles of flax, then it must be a movable, a portable oven, like a Kira kind of thing. And that makes it into a kli. But he says your typical oven is mechuber lekarka. And mechuber lekarka is kikarka, it's not a kli, and therefore you'd be allowed to put the fibers of flax into the oven that's mechubel lekarka, because there's no shvisas karka on Shabbos, there's only shvisas kalim on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. The Meiri says the following, that in the case of Dio, where he soaks the ink, or in the case of Pishtan, which he puts into the oven, in the case of the wool, which he puts into the dye, with the dye in the cauldron, he says, Ein chidush b'meshenechleku beit shamay beis hillel b'din zeh. He says, Hatam shenokta mishnas machlokosam af bidin zeh hu sheyeh mokom lomar shahoyeh mokom lomar shafal pishal beis hillel ein Yisrael shvisas kelim mikol makom osu loseis unin b'tanur mishum chashashe miyachata b'gecholet. He says the following, that the Mishnah wanted to tell me that not only does Beis Hillel argue against Beit Shammai in the case of Kalim, and they reject the principle of Shvisas Kalim, but there's an additional Chiddush, maybe Beis Hillel would agree that you're not allowed to put these flax pieces into the oven because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. Like, for example, Beis Hillel will prohibit you from putting Bashil v'lo bashil on an open fire on Erev Shabbos, because you might come to poke the flames or poke the coals. Vatam shachein lo gazru bazeh beis hillel. So why is it that in the case of the flax you're allowed to put it into the oven, and we're not afraid that it'll open the oven door and start stirring, poking the coals? And the answer is, the Gemara is going to tell us on Daf Yud Ches that all of our ruach maziko, if he opens the oven, then because of the sensitive nature of these fibers of flax, it has a destructive impact on the flax, and therefore we're not afraid that he would come to be mechata b'gecholim. He says the same thing in the case of wool. Excuse me, where you put the wool into a cauldron in order for the wool to receive the color of the tzeva. The chiddush here is that Beis Hillel are matir, because they're not afraid of chitui gecholim, because the yore is off the fire. Now we get to the case of hunting. Beit Shammai Omerim, Ein parson mitzudos chayav yofus v'dogim. We're not allowed to put out these traps on Erev Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai. And Tosus, Dibramaskal Ein, writes that even though im yifrosh es ha-mitzudah v'shabbos, normally we say that Beit Shammai prohibit that on Erev Shabbos, which if you would do on Shabbos would be a doraisa here. Even if he would set up these traps on Shabbos, he would not be chayav achatos, because he has no idea whether or not his traps will be successful. He's setting up the traps. He doesn't know that any animal will actually be captured in these traps. And therefore he would not be chayav achatos if he had done this b'shogeg on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Beit Shammai prohibit putting setting up the traps on Erev Shabbos, because sometimes there will be animals that are caught in these traps. And he says that there is a possibility that the animal will be trapped b'shas prisas hametzuda. Again, I don't know exactly what that means in terms of the clock, but almost immediately after he puts out the traps will capture an animal, which is something that if he would do on Shabbos would constitute a violation and a chiv chatos of meleches seidah. Therefore, they made a gzera, we're not going to allow you to put out these traps on Erev Shabbos, because had you done it on Shabbos, you'd be chayv chatos. The Rashba adds the following. According to Rabbah, that we mentioned earlier, that the reasoning of Beit Shammai is because we're afraid that if we allow you to do this malach on Erev Shabbos, you might come to do the malach on Shabbos itself. Beit Shammai would not institute such a gzera unless this malacha on Shabbos would be a chiyuv chatos. According to Rav Yosef, that the underlying reasoning of Beit Shammai l'chumra is because of Shvisas Kelim, then we don't have to interpret, well, the reason why Beit Shammai prohibited this on Erev Shabbos because maybe the animal will be caught, will be trapped immediately. We're not talking about the Issur Tzeda, according to Rav Yosef. We're worried about the Issur of Shvisas Kelim. And whenever the Mitzuda is going to capture an animal during the course of the Shabbos, the Mitzuda is operating on behalf of the Bailim, and that is a violation of Shvisas Kelim. So it doesn't have to be that Beit Shammai is worried about that particular scenario where the trap will be effective immediately, and therefore he would violate the Issur Chatos of Tzeda. That's not what Beit Shammai is worried about. Beit Shammai is concerned about Shvisas Kelim, and no matter when, during the course of Shabbos, the Mitzudos will successfully trap the Kelim, that, whenever it happens, is a violation of Shvisas Kelim. That's according to Rav Yosef. Now, here we have a Chiddush in the Me'iri. I don't understand this, Miri. Maybe you'll help me out. He says that Beit Shammai would prohibit Prisas HaMitsuda on Erev Shabbos, even if, had he done so on Shabbos, he would not be Chayv Chatos. And again, not because Rav Yosef says Shvisas Kelim, even according to Rabbah. Mishum, here's the language of the Miri, Shahoil V'tochein Shetikones Hachayel haMetzuda b'Shabbos, v'taschil hamalacha b'Shabbos atzma. Lekach gazru ba gam v'malacha she'ein ba chiyuv chatos. I don't know what he means here. That just because tikaneis hachayel haMetzuda b'Shabbos, v'taschil hamalacha b'Shabbos atzma, that the malacha will begin on Shabbos itself. Again, he would not be chayav chatos in this case of pritas mitzuda, because he doesn't know for sure whether it will be a successful enterprise. But nevertheless, since there's a possibility, that's why Beit Shammai asked it, because that would be the beginning of the malacha. I don't know what he means by tchilas ha-malacha. Can't figure that out. Tchilas ha-malacha. The Ran, Divrei HaMashkil Beit Shammai, has a different take on this gzera Beit Shammai regarding Prisas Mitsuda. And he's worried about the roeh, a person who sees this mitsuda that's capturing animals on Shabbos, and the mitsuda is now causing a malacha. Yavo litos, he may mistakenly conclude that there's no iser lotzud klal b'Shabbos. In other words, he doesn't know exactly when the owner of the mitsuda put out the mitsuda. He just sees that the mitsuda captured an animal. He thinks that maybe it was done on Shabbos. And he comes to the conclusion, well, that guy's a tzaddik. Apparently there's no Isur Tzeda on Shabbos. Because if they allowed being poris the mitsuda, right, he doesn't know that the reason why they allowed to be poris the mitsuda was because it's Erev Shabbos. and he might come to the mistaken conclusion that you're allowed to be do tzed on Shabbos. Now, Tosus, which we mentioned earlier, distinguishes bidin tzeda between a case where he doesn't know if there will be tzeda, as opposed to a case where he knows that he immediately will capture an animal. In the first case, he's potur, and only if b'shas prisoso nitzo, then and only then is he chayav. So he now here in the back of the Masifta, in what's called the Alkut Biurim, he summarizes three approaches to understand this chilukatosis between the case where he knows and he doesn't know, it's immediate. According to one opinion, Tosis says that im eino yodea im tiat seda potur, if a case where it's vadai that there will be tseda, he's chayav. And that would apply even if tseda would not be immediate, it would only be liachar zman. Even if it's liachar zman, as long as he knows that it's going to happen. And in order to understand this interpretation of Tosis, which is quoted in the Prima Gadim, in the Yeshuas Yaakov, in other Sfarim, the Chazon Ish explains that the reason why he's chayev for this tzeda, afal pi shenases shelo yedei maisov, right, he didn't use the trap to immediately catch an animal. The trap itself is going to do the work for him of capturing the animal. Says the Chazon Ish, that's the derech of the malacha. The Torah gave us a malacha called tzeda, and the derech of malacha of tzeda is to put out traps, and that's called tzeda. And he says the same thing you could apply to afir. I mean, I just put the dough into the oven. The oven did the rest, but that's called the derech of afir. So even though the malach in a certain sense happens may elov, but if that's the derech ha-malacha, that defines the very essence of the malacha, you'll be chayav. And it means that putting out the tzeda, you're going to have to take a while, it'll take an hour or so until the actual capturing of the animal. And you might have thought that in such a case, I'm not responsible for the tzeda, it's the trap that caught the animal. But then that's called the derech ha-tzeda. I think I could bring a little bit of a proof to support this Chazon Ish, because the Rambam says that if you send out a dog to capture certain animals, those are the training, you know, the well-trained dogs, the Rambam says Yechayv for Tzeda, even though it was the dog that captured the animal, but that's called Derech Tzeda. So that's one approach to understand Tosfos. Now, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Kavonas atosus l'chalik asher nitzod miyad b'shas pishosu chayev achem nitzod liachas man potur. So that according to the second approach of the Magen Avraham against the Prima Gadim, you have to capture the animal immediately. If you capture the animal immediately, that's considered your act of tzeda. If on the other hand the animal is captured later on as a result of the traps, that already is not chayef for tzeda. So that the Magen Avraham is rejecting the concept that we presented, that this is the derech tzeda. Derech tzeda means you put out the traps. No. Tzeda means you capture the animal actively. And that's only if your prisas mitsuda immediately succeeds in capturing the animal. Then we get to the third approach, and that's the Sokhan Shomer, that's the Avnei Nezer. And he says that poris mitsuda In a case of bevada yianitzudimba chayso ofos, that's considered as if mishas hanochas hametzuda, the melacha is already done. So that what he's doing is he's capturing, he's sort of not capturing. I don't want, that's the word for tzeda. But what I mean to say is that he's sort of overcoming the problem of the separation in time. Right? We said that according to Magen Avraham, for example, if there's a time lapse between putting out the tzeda and actually capturing the animal, then that removes the malach of tzeda, because now we say it's the traps that capture the animal. Says the Avnei Nezer, no. In a case of Vadai, where he knows that after an hour the animal will be captured, I don't think he knows the name of the animal, which animal is going to be captured, but he knows that an animal will be captured, then it's considered based on the Vadai as if he already captured the animal from the get-go when he put down the tzeda. So, for example, again, I'm not sure what's coming around the bend here in the Avnei Nezer, but just, you know, if I stop at this point and contemplate the Avnei Nezer, I would say the following. That if I put a seed into the ground before the end of Shabbos, that seed will only take, will only be rooted after, I don't know how many days, maybe 72 hours. But nevertheless, since it's Vadai that the putting of the Zera into the ground is going to happen, what's going to happen is Hashrasha, then it's as if at the moment he put the Zera into the ground, he was already Mashrish. Or for example, in the case of Bishul, it may take an hour until it actually cooks, but once I put the pot on the fire or the dough in the oven, it's considered as if the malacha was done already. Everything adheres in the Maisa, which could be in the case of Bishul Hanochas Ha Kedera Al Gabia Eish. In the case of Zorea, it's Hazra, putting the Zera into the ground. In the case of Mitsuda, it's the Hanochas Ha Mitsuda. And if the Hanochas Ha Mitsuda will Vadai definitely bear fruit, so to speak, the animal will be captured at the end of the day, and I can predict that from the get-go, then even if it'll take an hour or two or three until the animal is actually captured, the very moment he puts down Hanochas HaMetzuda, it's Hareu Kivar Ki'ilu Nasis Melechas Tzeda. So it's interesting, according to Avnei Nezer, the Hasra would take place before the Hanochas HaMetzuda. So Tosus now asks the following question. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where Vadai, there will be Tzeda, why do Beit Shammai Aser, why do they prohibit putting it down, these Mitzudos on Erev Shabbos? Hoil vin Hanochas HaMitzuda Naseis Be'erev Shabbos. V'imkein kvar nechshav hadavar shenigmar kvar malachtos hatzeda v'einzik. Oh, so the Avnei Nezer says that when Tosus asks his kasha, why should tzeda be a problem when he puts the traps erev Shabbos? What underlies the kasha Tosus is already when he puts the traps out, it's already considered as if the animal is nitzo, and that took place on Erev Shabbos. That was Tosus' problem. V'einzek ishar molochos sha'osru Beit Shammai lasosam shebahen lo nigmar malacha. The malacha is not considered to be a malachas Erev Shabbos, but rather it's a malachas Shabbos. Imtza shebehechrech divrei Mishnah nemru biofen she'ein boru shiyotzud al yedei hanochas hametzuda. V'yemkein madua osu beit shamai, v'alo ein zechiv chatos. This is Tosus's kasha. We must be talking at him. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say it again. So again, we're talking about a case of Suffolk. How do we know it's a case of Suffolk? It would be a case of Vadai. Then the Malacha of Tzed is already completed on Erev Shabbos. The Beit Shammai's Iser only applies when the Malacha is going to be done on Shabbos. Therefore, by process of elimination, we must be talking about a case where he doesn't know whether or not this will be Tzedah. If that be the case, then in a scenario where he doesn't know, then even if he would have done this on Shabbos itself, he would be parted from a Chiyuv Chatos because of that Suffolk element. So why would the Beit Shammai prohibit it on Erev Shabbos? That was the Kasha of Tosus. Let me just open up the Tosus for a minute. Again, which Tosus did we say? Just give me a minute. Tosus Dirio Maskel Ein. Let me just see how we read this into the Tosus. Ein Porsin Mitsudos. The Afal gav the Bishavis Nami and Pirish Mitsuda and Chayv Chata Shani Yodem Yitzon Im Lami. Come and come Gozru Lifros Mitsuda the Pa'omim Osli de Chiv Chatos Kigon Shabishas Pisoso Yilkot. Ah. The Tosa says that we must be assuming the reason why Beit Shammai prohibit this is because of the possible scenario in which he'll catch the animal immediately. And if we allow him to do this on Erev Shabbos, if he did the same thing on Shabbos, he might capture the animal immediately, and then he would certainly violate a chiyuv chatos. The Meiri writes that the reason why the Mishnah mentions the machlokas Beit Shammai Beis Hillel in this case of Prisas Hamitsuda is Mishum Shayamakam Lomer Sha'afal Pishal Beis Hillel Ein Isus Shvisas Kalim Ach Zeu Dafka Be Kalim She'enam Osim Maisa B'Shabbos Aval Gam L'Shitas Beis Hillel Yesh Lesar Shvisas Kalim Kishakli Osim Maisa B'Shabbos Lefichach Chidsha Mishnah Beis Hillel Hitiru Lifros Mitsuda Afal Pisha Mitsudos a Maisa Bishabis. Higon Mitsudisha Osa Maisa Likshar or Lechos as a Chayasa Oaf. The Mitsuda is set in a way that it would grab on to the animal. And even so, it's Mutta because Beis Hillel does not accept Shvisas Kalim, even in a case where the Kli is actively doing a Maisa Malach. You might have said that Beis Hillel felt that Beit Shammai went too far with Shvisas Kalim, applying Shvisas Kalim even in a case where the Kli is playing a passive role in achieving the Malacha. But Beis Hillel would agree that if the Kli is active, doing a Maisa Malacha, like the active Tzeda when the Mitsuda is Oches, is Tofes, then even Beis Hillel would agree that does qualify as a violation of Shvisas Kalim. Kamashma, the Mishnah wants to say that Beis Hillel completely and absolutely rejects the concept of Shvisas Kalim. That's the Meiri. Now he has a kasha from the Rishonim. Tosis, Tosa Rosh, the Rashi, the Yiri, they all ask the same kasha. It says, "Ela kedeshi itzodu mibodyon." He says, "Ketzad hayu hu yodea shetikonis achayo of lemitsuda." He puts out the mitsuda. He looks at his watch, and he says, "Yeah. I know that before Shabbos it's going to capture the animal. How can he know such a thing?" So he brings two answers here. One answer is in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi uses the word Becharshin. Charshin means out there in the forest, in the jungle. And there are many, many animals in the jungle. And there's no question that within a certain period of time, again, I don't know how long the period of time is, let's say within an hour, I'm just throwing out a time period, definitely one animal is going to get caught. You'd only know that with experience. You know, you'd have to ask the tzadim, the tzayadim. Then he gives a second answer, that according to Beit Shammai, you'd be allowed to put the mitzuda if it's efshar shetia nitzod b'erev Shabbos. I don't have to know for sure that the tzeda, like the Yerushalmi says, b'charshin, it's definitely going to capture an animal within an hour before Shabbos. Then, as long as there's an efshar that it might capture the animal, then Beit Shammai or matir it. And the reason for that, says the Meiri, is because of Shnei Svekos Lahakel. It's like a Svek Sveka. Number one, Shema Tatsu Mibod Yom. Vafilu Im Lo Tatsu Kodem HaShabbos. Efshar Sheis Achtu Milovo. I'm sorry, Sheis Achu Milovo Ad Achar HaShabbos. In other words, you have two possibilities, two sfeikas. One sfeika is maybe the tzeda will take place before Shabbos, and number two, maybe the tzeda will take place after Shabbos. So you have three time periods. It's only a melechet tzeda if the tzeda takes place on Shabbos itself. So now we have two sfeikas that we can put together here in order to be makir. Okay. Now, how many traps is he putting out? Or let's ask a different question. Can one trap, right, it's a long trap, can it capture many animals? Meaning, what good is it if the tzeda will take place before Shabbos, this mitsuda, this trap might operate not only on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself. So Tosus says the following: Afal pi shelo divrei Beit Shammai mutar lifros es hamitzuda b'makom shematzui sheitzodu b'kodem Shabbos ach mikol makom zeu dafka b'mitzuda sheefshel lotzu b'balchai echad. That we have to limit Beit Shammai's heter to a case of a trap that can only trap one animal max. The whole kvar nitzod Shum, once the animal is trapped, Eina Tseida, Eina Tseida O, it would not continue to capture animals. Ach, Bimitsuda, Shef Shalotsud by Yosef, Mibema Achas, Ein Moel Ba Mashianichu Kodemashavis, Shere Af Im Totsud Kodemashavis, Ismikomakom Totsud Od Bishavis Atzma. So according to Tosus, we cannot expand or apply the shita, the kula of Beit Shammai, in a case of a mitsuda that can capture more than one animal. Now he has a sefer here called Shabbos Shelmi. Shabbos Shelmi. I have my base Eked Svarim here. Okay. If you don't mind, I'm just curious to look up who is the author of Shabbos Shelmi. I'm sure it's going to be one of the greats. Let me just see. Shabbos Shelmi, Harav Yaakov Shimshon Shabtai Sini Jalia. Now, I'm not sure if Sini Jalia is the name of the town that he came from, or it's his last name. Chidushim al Masechta Shabbos. Now, this same Rabbi Yaakov wrote another book called Yaakov Lechok, Biurim Bishas Ubiposkin. Ah, Livarno. So this was published in Tuf Kuf in Livarno, in Italy. It means that he must have been a Sfaradi. So that means Sanigelia is probably an Italian name. We have to ask our good friend Mr. Zippel over here if he can clarify that. All right, so that's the Shabbos Shalmi. So he says the following: Hatam shebeshrias hadyo nesinas unim v'taner itiru beit shamay lasosum kodem ha-shabbos v'ikar melocha nasis kodem ha-shabbos af al pish ha-melocha mamshicha le'eosos kam ha-shabbos atzum mishum shlo eschadeish bekli melocha chadosha ach b'metsuda lo moel mashenasa b'kfar tseida sharei im yilkidu ba acherim harezu tseida chadosha. Wow, a beautiful chiddush of the Shabbos Shalmi. He says that from the perspective of Rav Yosef, that Beit Shammai is based on Shvisas Kelim, in all the other cases where he starts a process, that the majority of that process of that Malacha will complete itself on Erev Shabbos, which means that the wool begins to capture the color and the fibers of Pishtun begin to get bleached on Erev Shabbos. Even though the Malacha continues on Shabbos and it completes itself on Shabbos, Beit Shammai allow it because it's the old Malacha. There's a tziruf between what happens on Shabbos and what took place earlier on Erev Shabbos. And therefore that's not considered a violation of Shvisas Kelim. But in a case where the trap will now capture a second animal, then the fact that the trap captured one animal on Erev Shabbos has nothing to do with the malacha that was done by the same trap when it captured a second animal on Shabbos. That's what Tosus means, Harezu Seida Chadosha. Therefore it's a new violation of Shvisas Kelim. I'm thinking out loud, because I don't have access to the Shabbos Shalmi right now, that it could be that his chiddush would be equally applicable to Rabbah. That if Beit Shammai is based on the fact that you might do the same malacha on Shabbos itself. No, forget that. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I think he's talking about exclusively about Rav Yosef. Now, we're going to end with the Tzlach, with the Nodav Yehuda. He says the following, that when Tosus says that we're worried about the fact that the Mitsuda might catch, if it's that kind of Mitsuda, that might capture a second animal on Shabbos, and therefore Beit Shammai would prohibit it, he says, "Kol diri atosus heim l'Rav Yosef, ach l'Rava ein tzarch l'farish ken. Mishum shel dvarav tama gzeru mishum shemitoch sheyira shemutol lahaschil moloch berv Shabbos, amanash shetigomer l'Shabbos yispar shedover muter mishum shagmar moloch nasis mimela v'ein kan boze isur v'gam baschalas hamolocha atzma." Eina chashuva kemaisa. So the chashash is that the onlooker comes to the wrong conclusion. He thinks that if you start a malacha, but the malacha finishes memela, then there's no isa. So he's going to come to start this malacha on Shabbos, and he's going to think that's not a maisa malacha because the ikar malacha happens memela. Mishum kach lo itiru chachomim lahaschil es melechas erev Shabbos, es melechem erev Shabbos, el biofen shetigmar tigomer melachto konem haShabbos. V'yoz lo yite shemutu lasus melechem zu b'Shabbos hol vi osrul of chachom lahaschil melechem zu samach l'Shabbos is kolshkein sh'osrul lahaschil b'Shabbos atzma. L'fichav mutu la'o. Lefichach mutu lahaniach mitzuda. Shiachola Lotzud Kamachayos or Ophos. And that kind of mitzvah you're allowed to put out on Erev Shabbos. V'yafal pishanasi say the chadosh of Shabbos atzma harei mikomakom lo yovo laniach mitzvah v'Shabbos atzma. Ah, in other words, as long as we give him this, message, we have to convey to him the message that he's got to complete a malacha on Erev Shabbos, then he realizes that he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos. The problem of starting a malacha which will continue on Shabbos is that he's going to think that he's allowed to do that even on Shabbos. But if we warn him and we say we're only going to allow you to do this on Erev Shabbos because the malacha completed itself on Erev Shabbos, then he'll realize that that same action is prohibited on Shabbos. So we're going to tell him, my friend, the only heter for putting this mitzvah out on Erev Shabbos is if you'll capture the animal on Shabbos. Even though, again, this mitzudah will capture a second animal on Shabbos itself, but that's not a problem. He's not going to conclude mistakenly that he's allowed to put this mitzudah out on Shabbos because he sees that they were restricting him and they only allowed him to do it on Erev Shabbos because the Malach of Tzedah would be complete on Erev Shabbos. He'll get the message that he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos. That's according to Rabbah. Achle direi Rav Yosef shetama yisum mishum shvisas kelim ein lechalik b'kaf v'kol shenaseis b'shabbos atzmo locha asur b'shabbos yesh bazeh isur. He's violating the isur shvisas kelim even though he's already achieved the malacha with the first animal on Shabbos itself. Again, a beautiful, stunning chiddush of the tzlach. Okay then, so that's what we have. That's what we have for today. And I'll thank you so much for coming.